You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A fast-growing municipal pet licensing service out of Canada has decided to establish its U.S. headquarters right here in Syracuse. DocuPet introduced online registration service here about 2 months ago, and now they have an office in Exit Tower 2. CEO Grant Goodwin says every community licenses pets differently, so he says DocuPet aims to streamline and modernize the process. He says it's an effort to reunite owners with their pets so they don't end up in overburdened, understaffed, and underfunded shelters.
Typically, only 13% of people in North America license their pets. And so we wanted to solve this issue because we knew it was important for animal welfare. What we're finding now is when you hear story after story of pets that are getting lost and getting home within minutes, you realize that you're solving a problem for pet owners too.
Here's how it works. Pet owners go to DocuPet's website for a license. For a small fee, they'll get a tag with a special code, which when looked up by the 24/7 staff, has the pet's profile and owner information. In return, Goodwin says they'll issue gift cards and other rewards good for pet supplies. So how did a company based in Kingston, Ontario, go from simply offering its service in Syracuse to setting up shop? Goodwin says the American market presents a significant opportunity for growth, and locating here makes that easier. Dave Mankiewicz with CenterState's CEO says it emerged from the partnership called the Kingston-Syracuse Pathway.
And we started talking about what it would take to help each other out in terms of perhaps bringing Canadian companies who wanted to get into the U.S. market to Syracuse, and to find Syracuse companies and Central New York companies who wanted to get into the Canadian market and bring them to Kingston. It's called Soft Landing. It was basically a mutual promise to each other to help each other when our businesses were interested in expanding into the other markets.
Mankiewicz says 8 more businesses are on their way. Goodwin, DocuPet CEO, credits CenterState, the city, and SUNY Oswego for making it all so seamless.
All of this has been hands-off and easy, to the point where it was a no-brainer for us to create a second headquarters here in America so we can serve the market. And with that behind us, we put a little bit more effort into sales and marketing here in the United States. We are now launching a program every week this fall. By the time the middle of next year comes around, we believe we'll be in 5 different states, and we'll have more than 20 programs rolling across the United States.
So far, only 2 people work at the Syracuse headquarters. Goodwin hopes to hire 10 to 20 more for administrative, technology, and customer service positions as they grow. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.